In Spain, there's a judge who, for more than a decade, has been chasing drug lords and dictators, terrorists and corrupt politicians from across the globe. His name? Baltasar Garzón. 11 years ago, his arrest warrant for the late Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet set an international precedent. Now, Garzón has set his sights on former members of the Bush administration. Jerome Sokolowski has a report from Madrid.
Critics say Baltasar Garzón craves the spotlight, so it may be a bit of a surprise that he can come across as bland and circumspect as in this television appearance. Sitting on a veranda overlooking the dry Andalusian countryside where he grew up, he talks about justice and accountability in rather bureaucratic terms.
Lo importante es establecer un sistema.
The important thing is to establish a system so that fear cannot be generated officially. What's really bad is the form of behavior, where fear is generated from official levels by creating an alarm that is not justified.
In other words, it's criminal to violate human rights by exaggerating national security threats. There's no doubt Garzón has pushed the envelope of international justice. Aside from his arrest warrant for Pinochet, he has indicted Osama bin Laden and investigated Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi for tax evasion. Gonzalo Boyer is a Chilean human rights lawyer based in Madrid.
I think the most important thing is that he's so well known for being tough in these matters that people, when they know that Judge Garzón is behind the case or in charge of the case, they really became scared.
A few months ago, Boyer asked Garzón to press charges against former U.S. Attorney General Alberto González and 5 other Bush administration lawyers. Boyer's argument, they gave legal cover for torture at Guantanamo. After President Obama said he opposed the investigation, Spain's Attorney General got it reassigned to another judge. Garzón responded by opening a new and broader investigation of torture at U.S.-run prisons around the world. Boyer says it was a masterful stroke.
So at the end, Judge Garzón is going to investigate the whole case of Guantanamo.
In Spain, an investigating magistrate is somewhere between a prosecutor and a judge in the U.S. legal system. He leads investigations and orders arrests, but does not preside over trials. Garzón established his reputation in the 1990s. Basque militants were assassinating judges and other public figures, and Garzón jailed quite a few members of the separatist group ETA. But he also went after quasi-official death squads in a stunning case that led to the imprisonment of a Spanish interior minister. Even his critics praise him for those accomplishments. Gustavo de Aristegui is a member of the Spanish parliament.
Baltasar Garzón has served his country very well. On many, many serious investigations that he has been responsible of. But we must ask ourselves if lately the very fact that he has been so overexposed in the press for these last 15, 20 years, is this not all part of an attempt to become even more popular and notorious?
But Aristegui's own popular party is now in Garzón's sights in a corruption investigation.
The man is not neutral in some of his judgments and in some of his investigations, and has sometimes used his position as a means for personal revenge.
Conchita Martín is the widow of Lieutenant Colonel Pedro Blanco, who was killed in an ETA car bombing in 2000. At a cafe in Madrid, she says she used to have more faith in the judge.
Mira, Garzón empezó siendo extraordinario.
Garzón began as an extraordinary judge, she says. He was a man that everyone trusted, and he was the true scourge of ETA.
Ahora busca fama.
Now, she adds, he seeks fame and doesn't care so much about the victims. But Garzón's defenders say his taste for celebrity doesn't get in the way of a relentless pursuit of justice, both in Spain and abroad. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.